drive for.
Do you have a daughter, Oni?
Not yet, I don't. But I hope to someday. Why do you ask?
When you have her, will you tell her something for me?
Sure, I will. She'll be my best friend for life. I'll tell her everything.
There you go. Will you then tell her to,
To what?
Tell her to love her body. Tell her to be proud of every bit of herself, from her tiger stripes to the soft flesh of her thighs. Whether there's a little of them or a lot, whether freckles cover herself or not, whether her curves are plentiful or slim, whether her hair is thick, curly, straight, long or short. Tell her to eat what she wants whenever she does. Real women are fat and thin and both and fit and neither and otherwise.
So many years of education, madam. Yet nobody taught us how to love ourselves and why it's so important. Nobody tells us to be real, whatever we want to be. I certainly will tell her that.
Makes you think of what J.K. Rowling once said. Is fat really the worst thing a human being can be? Is fat worse than vindictive, jealous, shallow, vain, boring, evil or cruel? Not to me.
Me neither. When you judge a woman by her appearance, it doesn't define her. It defines you.
That's true. To begin with, I hope we, young women, start being kinder to ourselves so that we can be kinder to each other. To stop shaming ourselves and other people. Too fat, too skinny, too short, too tall, too anything. There's a sense that we're all too something.
I think girls don't just simply decide to hate their bodies. We teach them to. Abs are cool. No abs are cool. Big butts are cool. Small butts are cool. Having curves is cool. Not having curves is cool. Being lean is cool. Not being lean is cool. You know what's not cool? Telling someone else how they should or shouldn't look.
Somewhere, body shaming isn't just about beauty. When we limit what is allowed to be called beautiful, we also limit who is allowed to feel confident, empowered, important, sexy, brave, and proud.
But this is life. Our bodies change and so do our minds and hearts. You are what you are, and you better be proud of it.
You know, I wish the women who play superheroines looked normal. So little girls wouldn't want to starve themselves to look the part. No skipping meals, no crash diets. We want healthy, happy girls who are uninhibited about the way they look.
Yeah, we have the ability to control this image that young girls are going to be seeing. If a character is going to be their hero, she doesn't have to look unrealistically thin.
Supermodels, superheroes, actors, celebrities, if they're not endorsing health and heartiness and strength, they're not worth idolizing.
How about we tell our girls that they're more than the way they look? That the perceived notion of pretty is not the rent you pay to exist in the world as a woman.
Wow, that's sharp. Tell your baby girl she's beautiful, and that won't change with her body type, shape, size, or weight. And maybe the stop body shaming message should go out to the boys too.
To us all. It's not cool, it's not healthy, it's not humane.
Right on. Maybe keep it real, keep it strong, and love it.